Welcome to the Metal Gamers Podcast, episode...
Welcome to the Metal Gamers Fan Podcast. I'm your host, Double Teary Wayne. All of your old hosts are now dead, and we are taking over. With us today, we got President Ketchup.
Oh, hello, everybody.
We got Casual Dad.
Hi.
And we got the Alex Kelly, brother.
Are we bogging the fuck out right now, brother?
Oh, yeah, we are, brother.
He did the catchphrase. He did the thing.
Do the thing, Bart.
So while your original hosts are laying on the floor around us in a puddle of blood.
Don't want to play that.
What have you guys been playing?
Who wants to go first?
I have been playing guitar because I am a fake gamer. Hell yeah, brother.
What about some, you don't got nothing Gundam going on?
I've been making one, but other than that, I was gonna start Armored Core 6, but I've been lazy about that. Hell yeah.
Valid.
What about you, Ketchup?
Oh my goodness, I've been playing so many games. I actually made a spreadsheet. So fun fact for everybody that's listening to this, I wrote a spreadsheet, got way too many pieces of news and way too many games, but I've been trying to like jump around a bit just to make sure we're like ready for this, but we were way too overprepared.
You were overprepared. I've been busy and have been winging shit this whole time.
Yeah, you guys are phoning it in. I was actually trying to be like, let's make this professional as possible. So the first game is Sea of Stars. I was playing a shit ton of Sea of Stars.
I kickstarted that game.
That game is fucking perfect. I have never enjoyed a game more. It's so much fun.
Did you play The Messenger?
I fucking need to now. It was free on Game Pass and I saw it and I'm like, I'm going to try this. And it was fucking great. I love that game.
So The Messenger is like Ninja Gaiden. It's 8-bit and 16-bit.
This is that. Yeah, it's like that 2.5D or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really fun. And then the other game I've been playing is, of course, Final Fantasy 14. Been getting back into that. That's been a whole lot of fun. But I'm playing by myself, so like,
I play with myself all the time.
Yeah.
Me hell too. Yeah.
Exoprimal. I love that game. That is the most janky game I've ever played, though.
Did you play with who was playing it? Was it Kyle and Micah that were playing it?
I think so. I don't remember.
Did you play with them at all?
No, not at all. I've been playing by myself. So for everyone listening, I live in Hawaii now. My time difference is 5 hours.
Can you stop bragging?
It's not bragging. I promise. It fucking sucks living here. But
I live in Jurassic Park, man. Come on.
Hey, no, it's pretty lit over there.
It's fucking hot as shit, if that's what you mean. I feel like I'm on fire. But Exoprimal,
like.
Yeah. And that's pretty much it. But on the metal side, I have been trying to learn how to play guitar. I went out and bought a guitar just to like start learning again.
Sick.
What kind of guitar did you get?
Yeah,
what did
you get?
Just a fucking basic one from Guitar Center, just so I could noodle on it, try and learn chords, try and learn like
a songs. Little Strat or something like that, or
I think so. I could.
Does it kind of look like the one that's in my picture here?
No,
but backwards.
It's okay. An acoustic guitar.
Oh, it's acoustic. Okay, cool.
Because I can't afford, like, I'm fucking broke here because everything is so goddamn expensive. So I bought.
Fucking tell me about it, bro. I just bought a $190,000 house.
It was $80, so it's probably like
hell yeah.
Joe's guitar. It doesn't really matter.
Got Hello Kitty stickers on it.
Yeah, bro. I've been playing on it. It's pretty fun to relearn because I played a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun to like try and relearn everything. But that's pretty much my week. Not super.
Hell yeah.
All right, Mitchell, what about you?
Well, actually, this morning I finished and platinumed Spider-Man 2.
Holy.
Sick.
Yeah.
Platinumed it?
Yeah, that I know. The casual gamer platinumed a game. That's weird.
Not so casual. Sounds pretty professional to me. Hell yeah, bro.
It's only because of Spider-Man.
I haven't platinumed a game since the fucking Xbox 360 era.
Dude,
No desire anymore.
Shenmue 1 Remaster and Nier Automata I platinumed.
The seeing as we got to it before these guys, it is surprisingly well done. I didn't expect them to be able to take the original game, which was a 10 out of 10 in my opinion, and somehow find a way to make it feel the same yet better. The side mission.
Hold on, Mitchell. I think Kyle's still alive.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
All right, you're good. You can keep going now.
Anyway,
he shouldn't be.
10 out of 10, side missions didn't feel like side missions. It felt just natural to progress as you flew or webbed across the city. The web wings were beautiful.
Well, that's good to hear, because in Final Fantasy 16, the side missions definitely fucking felt like side missions.
I don't want
to feel like it. Absolutely. Oh, my God.
When a game feels like you're going to a job, that's when I stop playing.
Yeah. I played that game, but the whole side missions, I was over with by the end there. I was like, there's some monsters left. I don't give a shit.
I bought the $400 collector's edition. I did do every side mission. I did beat the game, but it was pretty underwhelming.
It absolutely feels like that playing Final Fantasy 14 sometimes.
I don't like it. I'm the Final Fantasy fucking weirdo weeb. Fucking, you know, I'll get on the ground right now and pray for Hironobu Sakaguchi to come back. But I do not like MMOs. I cannot fucking get into MMOs.
Same. Absolutely same.
I gave 14 such a fair chance. I have a level like 60 or 70 bard. And
holy wait, that's a lot of playtime.
Yeah,
I got
that's like through the entirety of the fucking
realm. I got like mid 50s or something, and I couldn't do it.
It's got to be 70 then, because I'm at the end of Heavensward.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it was like, I don't really remember, but it's like 1 to 50 is Realm Reborn, and then anything above that is.
Yeah, I gave it a super fair shot.
The other stuff.
It was fun just hanging out with my buddies. Like, my IRL buddies were playing with me.
I do remember sitting for like 4 or 5 hours playing with Alex Kelly at like midnight, playing Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
And I was like... It was a long time ago. It was like 2 years.
This is a while back. That was when I actually tried, and I don't know. MMOs just kind of feel like chore simulator to me sometimes. I'm like,
sure.
Let's walk over here. Okay, let's walk back. And that was kind of how I felt with some of the side missions, or a lot of them, for 16. I'm like, we're doing this again. This feels familiar and not my favorite way.
16 felt like an MMO, but with better combat.
Yeah. I gave it I also love the Final Fantasy games. I've went back and played like almost all of them. I think I'm missing like 4 and 5 that I haven't played or something like that.
Did you get the Pixel remasters?
No, I did not. I need to though. I just bought the basic ass games on Steam. They're like they had like a bundle and I bought that. Yeah, but
the 5 and 6 fucking ones on there are terrible.
16, I didn't even finish. I was like, I don't really want this experience right now. So I'm like, I'm not going to even try. It feels bad.
I honestly don't blame you, man. It's not for everybody.
And I'm the guy that likes 13, which is a fucking slog, but yeah. I fucking love 13. It was the first one I played. So
I haven't
like,
played 13 yet, but I could see myself not minding looking at lightning for 50 hours.
It's lightning's not the bad part. It's looking at snow and at fucking hope. Hope I'm is saying a bitch.
I would like to look at lightning for 50 hours.
That's what I'm saying. Lightning is the best part. You got to stare at fucking hope. Who's a little fucking
bear over here talking about this waifu energy shenanigans.
You been playing anything else, Mitchell?
Sorry, Mitchell.
I have this fantastic thing that's not an MMO, but has all the fun parts of an MMO called D&D.
Baldur's Gate 3.
I've heard of that fucking nerdy ass shit.
Please explain to me like the entirety of Inspiration. You might know me as Jinko the Goblin. Named right there. Every Monday for the last couple of months, I've actually been playing with Micah, his sister, and our friend Jack Steelman and his girlfriend. And what was originally going to be a one shot, just play for a little bit for Goofs and Gaffs ended up becoming a full-on campaign, and it's been one hell of an adventure, unless I don't get off work in time, in which case Micah then has to Jaeger my character.
I love Jaeger.
Hell yeah.
I do love me some D&D. I haven't been able to form like a consistent group here. And I'm like the eternal DM. I'm always DM. So it's like hard for me to find a place to play. Not to mention like the people I would normally play with online are all on East Coast time. Yeah. So it's like even harder to find a group, but I'm trying.
What time is it there right now?
It is 2:00
PM.
Yep.
Okay. So it's 7 PM here. Okay. So it's a 5-hour difference. I was just wondering.
Yeah. Well, it used to be 6, but because of daylight savings time.
Yeah. I wish it stayed like this. Like, I like daylight savings time. That I like that half of the year a lot better.
But me really too, gets dark and cold.
I love the sunlight. I like it to be bright for as long as possible.
Well, here's the thing with me. I wake up at 5 in the morning for work. So yeah. this half of the year, technically, I'm waking up an hour later in the day. Like, you know, naturally, yeah. Why? Like, you know what I'm trying to say. Yeah. And my body just reacts better this half of the year. I don't feel as much like shit in the morning.
I do fucking hate that feeling. So when I was in Georgia, I would work from like sun up. Like I'd work before the sun came up and then get home after the sun went down. Yeah, even during me. The summer.
I worked 6 to 6:30 today.
Yeah. That shit fucking sucks. Cause you wake up at like fucking 5 a.m. You go into work, you get down on, I'm going to say boat because I was working on a submarine. You get down on the boat. You don't see the sun the rest of the day. And then you come up and it's dark out. So you're like, did I even go anywhere? Or have I just been asleep this entire fucking time? So I don't know.
I have this crazy schedule called a 9-to-5. It's pretty brutal. It's Monday to Friday. So like, you know, I get weekends off, but that's it. It's you know, not a lot of people can do it. It's kind of, pretty insane.
That's what I'm doing now.
TBH.
I'm going to drive to California and hurt you.
That's what I'm doing right now too. I'm basically working part time. I work from like 7 to like noon and then I'm home.
Oh, I'm so jealous. And you're in Hawaii.
That's the worst part of this job. I paid $7 for a gallon of milk. I don't want to do
Jesus
that.
Christ.
Hold on. Have any of you guys ever been to Detroit?
No. Yes. No. I have family in Detroit.
Don't it suck? It's terrible here. It's
fucking the worst.
The chili cheese fries and the Coney dogs are good though.
I never want to go back to Michigan.
If you ever do,
fucking state.
If you have family in Detroit, if you do, you got to hit me up.
Well, you should have told me that. I was just in Ohio, like northern Ohio.
Oh, really? Well, yes. I'm in very, now that I moved, I am 20 minutes from the Ohio border.
We, what was the city? Akron.
Right off I-75.
My family lives in Ohio and Michigan, and we go see them like once every 5 years or something like that.
Yeah, so
I think Joe's from Ohio, right?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I moved from one side of I-10 to the other side of I-10. So I'm just in LA. Hell yeah.
Joe's from the center of the earth.
No, yeah, Joe's just a lizard.
Joe's just a being. Hell yeah.
You can't identify him. We don't want to know.
He almost, when I came in with the gun, he almost got away, the little slippery bastard.
He'll resurrect in the morning and I'll have to deal with him at work. And it's
He's got to hit his respawn. You got to give him a little bit. Got another 30 seconds.
So,
but anyway, what have you been playing?
Yeah, I was just about to say that. As I say, getting back on topic, I've been playing a little bit of the new Star Ocean 2 remake. I only had one day to play a little bit of it. I've been super busy with the move and work, but it's fucking amazing. If you guys ever played Star Ocean Second Story, buy this remake. It's fucking awesome. I played that for a couple hours, and then I popped in Mario Wonder. Me and my girlfriend played co-op on that, and they got rid of all the annoying shit, like you can't pick each other up or jump off each other's heads anymore, which always fucked you up on everything. So that's been really fun so far too. And I'm about to start sick. my now that I'm finally moved into the new house, I'm going to start jamming with my band again. You know, it's been pretty dead wrong not jamming with my buddies.
Wait, there's a fucking... Hold on. Keep... Vamp.
Oh my god.
We got a soundboard?
Okay, we can edit this out. Yeah.
Oh my god.
There we go. All right.
I hope your audacity picked that up. But yeah, man, that's it for me.
Nice.
But that's it for this old shit. Now let's move on to the fucking news, I guess.
Oh god.
No,
we're not ready.
All right, catch up. Since you put this little document together, I'll let you take over for this one.
Oh, you bastard. Okay, so we're gonna go into the news. We got 10 fucking not great pieces of news that kind of threw together over the week. I asked everyone else to help. No one else did except to tell me what to put on the spreadsheet, even though everyone could access the spreadsheet. So I'm taking full credit for every single piece of news.
That's pretty much me. I started that trend.
So first piece of news that I put in here for Double T, I read this entire thing, so none of these are headlines, but I can't tell you any of the information because it was on Monday. So Halo Infinite has just introduced shop price hikes.
Hold on. Pause for a minute. Fuck Halo Infinite.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's playing it?
You said it.
Like, who the fuck is still? Who the fuck is giving the money still?
Not the Halo guy. Not Double T. I'm playing Halo One. Why would they think two and three?
Why would they think this is a good idea? Who's playing this game so much that they're like, "Well, I just need to get the fucking cape on my goddamn Master Chief."
I want my Spartan to be red so bad.
Yeah, I couldn't think of the name.
Red is red, brother.
I want this new color. I don't even know what they are. It didn't mention what the price hikes are. It just said that there's going to be price hikes soon.
All right, so I just looked it up. It says shot prices were raised after 343 added multi-core functionality to customization content.
I don't even know what that means.
But it sounds dumb.
All right. So moving on from the bullshit Halo.
The last time I played Halo Infinite was I was playing with Kyle. Was it Kyle and Micah? And you know, I was just backpacking them. And the Halo Infinite just sucks ass.
It does. But it's pretty funny that they're like so blind that they're just like, we're just gonna try and make more money.
Whatever. Bro, it sucks. It really sucks, man. You guys have probably seen how much I like fucking... I love Halo,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
And especially, like, Halo 1 is my favorite game of all time. Hands down, there's not even a close second place. Halo 2 and 3 are fucking amazing. And then the ODST and Reach campaign were, like, fucking awesome. Those are actually my... Halo 1, Reach, and ODST are my three favorite campaigns. And everything after, man, everything starting with Reach multiplayer wise has just been, it's been downhill, dude. It's just been so fucking terrible. Bloom, the bad maps, getting rid of the BR and Reach. Infinite's just garbage, man. I'm not gonna fucking sit here and rant. I'm not gonna.
I do want to call out the Metal Gamers podcast because I have been listening to a lot of episodes to prepare for this shit. They had an entire episode where they were praising how good Halo Infinite was going to be.
There is an actual episode.
Hold on.
Yeah. 5 to 10 episodes later, they were like, yeah, Double T was right.
Yeah, Double T was fucking correct. We were all wrong. Like, yeah. I just think it's funny. Anyway, we'll move on from that because that's too much. And this next one's kind of small. So Game Pass released 4 new games on their fucking shit, right?
Yeah.
Dungeons 4, Wild Hearts, Like a Dragon, The Man Who... And sorry, only 3, because I can't count. And Like a Dragon, The Man who Erased His Name.
Wait, is that out?
I don't know. I just read the news. I don't know what that is. It is on Game Pass.
That's Yakuza.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a Yakuza game. But
didn't Forza also come out too?
Not on Game Pass. It might be. I should pull up Game Pass.
Because, like, I know they did it for Horizon, but Forza Motorsport just came out, and it's been, like, a buggy mess.
It is. Forza Horizon 5 and Forza Horizon 4 are both on Game Pass.
No. I mean, like, Forza Motorsport, I think, 5.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
They are.
Yeah, Dragon came out November 8th.
Yeah. They release these games, but they release it as, like, these are three enormous games coming. But I'm like, I didn't even know these three games were coming out.
Bro, Xbox sucks so bad. I guess this is technically a piece of the news. Xbox sucks so fucking bad that Starfield won Xbox Game of the Year. I mean, what other fucking option did they have than this mid-Bethesda game? This is, like, the worst, like, mainline Bethesda game I've ever played. I'd rather go back and play janky-ass Morrowind than play Starfield.
I'll go out on a limb and say Starfield wasn't as terrible as everyone was saying, because I kind of enjoyed it. I mean, I had 20 hours in it. But
I heard that Starfield caused world hunger.
Actually,
and I would believe it.
Maybe. I don't know. I can't verify, and it's not in the news. So, but I enjoyed it for the most part. But, like, I slowly realized that it's just you're in one box. Like, you're in space. You're in a box. And then you're like, okay, I'm going to fast travel. And then you fast travel to a different box. And then you're like, okay, I'm done here. And then you fast travel to a different one. It's all just boxes. And there's no, like, transitioning from one to the other. And, I mean, I guess I just described most video games in general. But, like, the Skyrim box is just one box that you can fast travel in between inside the box. And that just felt better. Starfield just feels empty and, like, soulless. Yeah,
the planets were not fun to explore at all.
No, none of it is.
Kingdom Hearts had a better space travel system than Starfield.
I fucking love Kingdom Hearts.
Hell yeah. So I'm the voice of reason in this group, I could see, because all three of you guys like Kingdom Hearts, and I can't fucking stand Kingdom Hearts.
Whoa. Hang on. I've been disillusioned ever since 3. We had an entire deleted episode of me and Alex Kelly and Greenwell hating on 3 so hard. It doesn't exist anymore because files were corrupted, and I can't wait for Kelly to come back and redo it.
You want to hear a hot take? I liked Kingdom Hearts 3.
You're dead to me.
The only thing my hot that take game is was the Kingdom DLC. Hearts.
I liked the second half of the game and the Toy Story world. And the Monsters, Inc. world.
We're still in the news.
Oh, yeah, that is an old game. Let's keep moving.
I'll get on a tangent here. I'll do this.
We are literally not even going into rabbit holes. We are just eternally in the rabbit hole this time. So Diablo 4 announced DLC.
Hold on. You skipped one.
Did I?
Mass layoffs at Bungie.
Yeah. So Bungie laid off a shit ton of people because apparently Destiny 2 fucking sucks now.
I personally thought it has sucked the whole time. You know.
So, yeah, exactly.
The thing that's confusing me is
I'm looking at Micah on the floor right now.
Micah.
He's he'd be spinning, on suicide isn't he?
Watch if he wasn't already dead.
He came back to life and gave me a glare for 2 seconds, and then
I am convinced that there is a correlation. So I actually did like Destiny. I believe there's a correlation Destiny between 1?
Yeah, me too.
Destiny 2. I like the game. I mean, the story is good. It's fun. It has clean gameplay. But I do feel there's a correlation from the time Micah stopped talking about Destiny 2 to Destiny 2 sucking. Like, getting worse and worse. And I think the less he talks about it, the worse it gets. But that's just my bad
conspiracy. That's just a theory.
That's a game theory. Yeah. They laid off a shit ton of people at Bungie, and I don't know. I don't know how to say.
So I wonder how that's going to affect the Marathon reboot.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what Marathon is?
No.
Do any of you guys know what Marathon is?
Clueless.
The fucking gas station?
No. So before Halo came out, Bungie was they made a few Marathon games. They were only playable on Macintosh computers, and they played kind of like Doom, like the original Doom and stuff, the old school FPS shooters. That's what their Marathon reboot is. They're rebooting it, but it's going to be like an extraction game, like what the fuck's that dumb game called? Tarkov, Escape from Tarkov.
Escape from Tarkov's fun. It's just there's a lot of fucking really good people at the game that makes it not fun.
You can say sweats. It's fine.
Yeah. That's the word I was thinking of. Fucking sweaty people.
Yeah.
They're getting their sweat all over me. It's gross.
I fucking hate those kinds of games. I'm going to try Marathon just because it's Bungie and they know how to, like, they make good engines and the shooting's always good in their game. So I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. Once a company comes out with a product that I don't like, I can't play another game that's by them
from that
until
company?
They prove okay. that they can make a good game. Mm. Is that just me? Like when a no. company makes a bad game, I will stop playing games from that company almost entirely.
Give me an example.
But okay, Halo. As soon as 343 came out with Halo 5, I have not touched another Halo game.
You want to hear something hilarious, kind of?
What?
I fucking yeah. hated Halo 5 the whole time it was out. I have 28 days of playtime in it.
Yeah. See, so that's what makes me different. Reviews. I, like, because I'll give you another example. I probably won't touch another Square Enix game for a long time after Final Fantasy 16.
Shut your mouth but right now.
I'm not fucking joking. If a bad game comes out from a company, I no longer trust that company until they can verify that they're good again. Right, I don't want to waste my money on a game.
CD Projekt Red has got a long way to go before I'm willing to put money down on a pre-order for them.
That's an absolutely good point.
Yeah.
I spent too much money on Cyberpunk for it to not work for me. And then I tried it again a few weeks ago before God, what's that called?
The new Phantom DLC
Liberty.
For it?
Liberty?
Yeah. It fucking Liberty. Crashed my PS5. I couldn't play it. Okay. And it corrupted my save.
So Cyberpunk, it crashed on me once every 2 hours when it first came out. But it auto-saved so fucking much that it wasn't that big of a deal. I beat it. I had a blast with that. I put like 60 hours into it.
I didn't beat it. And I tried to go back and play it before Phantom Liberty came out, and it crashed my PS5. So I'm like, this game is still shit. It probably works for people, but I'm not going to play it. I'm not going to touch it again. Bethesda, with Starfield at least worked, so I'll probably give Elder Scrolls 6 a try. But
you want to redeem yourself with Square Enix? Buy that Star Ocean 2 remake. Do you like PS1 RPGs?
Yeah, I'm playing Sea of Stars. It's the same.
Okay, yeah. Type so of thing. It plays just like the game did on PS1, except it looks way fucking better.
I probably will try it. Like, it looks good, but I don't. Maybe I'm just talking crazy, but I don't know. Anyway, it's an old game the next they
remade,
thing,
not a new game though.
All right, let's talk about the worst Diablo game out of the four.
Diablo 4 has.
Don't you guys have phones?
They announced that they're having DLC called Vessel of Hatred, but I also put in the news.
Vessel of Hatred for the fucking Diablo series.
Yeah, isn't that like just their fans?
I also put something next to it that said, "This just in, no one really cares," because exactly. The game was fucking trash.
I beat the campaign, and then I'm like, I'm done with this.
Me and Mark. So I will say that Diablo 4 did have something special because me and my wife sat down and played through most of the game, and we enjoyed ourselves playing together. Like, that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no desire to go back in just because it wasn't that fun. Like, it was fun to play with my wife, but it wasn't fun to play the game.
Here's my problem with Diablo 4. I'm a Diablo 2 player. I can go back to and play that fucking forever. And that game never gets old. I love how you can fast travel between all the acts immediately. I love how you can just restart games and just go right to the bosses and just grind bosses for good gear. It's just not fun. The grind is not fun in Diablo 4 or Diablo 3. Diablo 3, you couldn't really teleport around easily either.
That's my hot take. I fucking love Diablo 3.
Path of Exile hours is better than Diablo 3 and Diablo 4.
I didn't like Diablo 3, but I had it on Switch because I bought a used Diablo 3 edition Switch. And I was like, eh. No, I'm not doing that.
Diablo, I mean, it was fun. It had like, so they took the best parts of Diablo 3 they didn't have in Diablo 4, which really irritated the shit out of me. Like the combo system. I loved the combo
system. You got that bitch right on deck, huh?
Hell yeah.
Okay, let's move on from that. Sorry. We're going on tangents with every single one of these pieces.
This is kind of like news. I got this $100 collector's edition for $20 at my local game store.
Yeah, you told the Discord about that. That's
because they don't
fucking
know how to price it.
People.
They fucking priced it as a regular game, not the collector's edition.
Good.
For you guys listening, it's Ease 9.
Ease 9.
Love you to death, audio listeners.
Never heard of that before. That's why I was like, I saw it on the Discord. I'm like, I mean, it's cool, but I don't know what this is.
Oh, look it up. You might like the E-series. It kind of looks like a pixel RPG, kind of. It's an action RPG.
I will absolutely like it. Because the reason why I started playing Sea of Stars is because the 2D models. And then
it kind of looks really like Sea of Stars, but it's an action RPG, not turn-based.
Yeah, yeah. Next piece of news. So early access to a game called Enshrouded. It's an indie title. I watched the video and I'm like, this looks really cool. I'm going to give it a chance, but I don't know if anyone else is interested in that. I just thought it looked cool. So On In 7 Day, which was a week ago now, so this isn't really
about a week ago.
Mass Effect dropped like a
teaser. Isn't he out of jail now?
A teaser?
I think so.
Yeah. For the new Mass Effect game.
I have friends that are very excited for this. I've never played one.
It looks really cool. Like the trailer looked really cool, but BioWare fucking sucks. That's what I put in the fucking news. RIP. BioWare fucking sucks.
BioWare is just not BioWare anymore. That's why.
No, they're not making like the fucking Dragon Age, the original one, or did they make KOTOR? Yeah, they made KOTOR. They're not making those games anymore. They're making Andromeda. So trash.
They're making KOTOR Andromeda, from what I recall.
Really?
Andromeda's multiplayer was fun when it first
came out. Are they not doing
the
Old Republic remake?
They are not making the Knights of the Old
Republic. They got put on hold for now.
God damn it. It's on hold, but it's also like, isn't like that one, it was a different company. It's not BioWare.
Yeah.
It's that other company. That
might be a good thing, though.
That one lady is like, I don't care what Star Wars has to say. I'm going to make this my own game.
Or something
like that. And then they're like, we're not releasing this anymore until we can find someone that actually gives a shit about Star Wars, which is a good decision, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't need Kathleen Kennedy there being like, Star Wars doesn't matter. We're going to make our own game. Duh. Next piece of news. I don't really know about this that much, but GTA 6.
The trailer.
Trailer.
I don't think that the trailer's dropping in December. It didn't drop yet.
Drop in December.
The announcement of the trailer that there is going to be one.
So the trailer to the trailer announced. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and like,
I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry for you, listeners. If this is your first fucking episode ever listening,
you got fucking so much backlog.
Literally, pick any other fucking episode.
I would say don't pick the Rumnaroks, but that's just me.
This is worse. Don't pick this one. Pick the Rumnaroks over this.
This
one.
Is
you literally is chose the episode where a bunch of fans decided to take over and do it themselves.
Yeah, we're a train wreck.
Our episodes are the only good ones. Don't listen to any other episodes. We know what we're doing. Totally, we've got a formula. We're sticking to it. And you know what? This is how things are now. You just got to deal with it and live with it.
I'm
such a shitty host. I completely forgot to mention this is the fan episode.
Oh yeah, we're the B squad. We didn't even mention it at the beginning. This is the B squad, guys.
This is a fucking beer league.
We're getting striked out ourselves.
I'm over here drinking Evan Williams eggnog that I bought last October.
Yeah, this is madness. Christ. We completely forgot to mention. Hey, we'll fix it in post. We'll fix it in post.
I'm not.
So I'm going to skip this next piece of news because I think that's what we're talking about in topics.
You could bring it up. The Game Awards are coming in December. What is it? December 13th or something like that?
Yeah, about a month from now.
Actually, a month from now. Is Sydney Goodman fucking hosting it again, looking super stoned? I follow her on like Snapchat, and she never looks as stoned as she does every single time she fucking hosts the Game Awards. I'd put it in her book, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh my god. Cut that out. Yeah.
Base Game boost Awards that. Coming. Base boosted.
Cool. So I did want to say, it would be pretty funny if Squaresoft won 2 years in a row.
They should.
Wasn't it Elden Ring last year?
That's FromSoft.
Yeah. FromSoft, sorry.
Yeah,
I said Squaresoft, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a dumbass. That's fucking old Final Fantasy.
R.I.P.
Bullshit.
That's all right, man. We're all old. We're probably all got all like early stages of Alzheimer's.
Yeah,
I got some timers.
I'm stuttering every other word. This is rough. But it would be cool if Armored Core 6 won this year. That'd be pretty.
Yeah.
But with
Max are having a comeback. Hell yeah.
But with Baldur's Gate, I don't know. The last piece of news, Legend of Zelda live action series.
Produced by Sony
got announced.
Nintendo series produced by Sony released on Xbox.
What I also want to mention is the reason why they're doing live action is because they saw the success of the One Piece live action. So they're like, we're going to do that for Legend of Zelda.
Did any of you guys watch the One Piece live action?
Yes, it was incredible. I loved it.
So I mean, admittedly, I didn't watch it. I just started watching One Piece in general. So I'm about 150 episodes into the anime. So no, not yet. But
oh, don't worry. It doesn't get good until episode 695.
I know.
Yo, you want to hear a fucking rant? That's fucking false. Alabasta? All right, we're not going into that.
I'm in Alabasta, and I'm having a great time in Alabasta, actually.
I fucking love One Piece. So watching the One Piece live action was just like reliving all those old moments I had the first time I watched it. So it was really good to me. And it was well made. And it felt like they genuinely cared about One Piece while they were making the show.
I'm so out the anime game, dude. I'm so fucking... The last anime I watched was A Promised Neverland.
And that's an amazing show.
The last one before that, it's been so long, I couldn't even tell you.
Did you guys watch the
last... Tales of Abyss. No, Maiden Abyss.
Maiden Abyss.
Maiden Abyss is fucking amazing.
Did y'all watch the final part to Attack on Titan?
Not yet.
Oh, no.
No spoilers. I've only watched season one and like five episodes of season two. I'm going to catch up eventually. And I like the last anime I watched was the Shenmue anime, and I stopped watching it after the end of what was the first game.
It's really crazy when Aaron and that other guy start making out. It's pretty crazy, dude.
I bet it is.
What's his name? The blonde guy, right?
Armin?
Oh, no.
Levi.
Levi?
Yeah, the jeans guy.
Find out is a robot in season three.
I mean, I've seen the sexual tension between between Levi and Aaron the whole time.
Yeah,
what the fuck are you guys talking about?
Attack on Titan.
Some Attack on Titan fan fiction.
Attack on Titan. Oh, Yaoi edition.
What do you mean fan fiction?
You weren't a part of those group watches we were doing. We were doing
the fuck
watches on Discord. I thought you were there.
You didn't get those Twitter links I sent.
No, I don't want to look at them.
Hang on, I'm looking at it right now.
Oh man. Anyway, yeah, Legend of Zelda live action's coming. And I also put in the news Super Smash Bros. Multiverse confirmed.
I fucking wish a Super Smash Bros. Fucking movie. I think that'd be sick, honestly.
Why would they ever make Legend of Zelda live action after Super Mario Bros. Fucking make gangbusters in the movie theaters? Why would they ever think that live action is the way to go after that? So that doesn't make sense to me.
Here's the theory. What if they're doing Adult Link as live action, but doing kid or Toon Link in the animated version?
Here's the kicker.
Ryan Reynolds will probably be Adult Link.
I hate that.
I don't like that. I hate that. I don't want Link to be a fucking... No.
You don't want to see Link do the goat?
I don't want Link to say a single word in that movie. I'm going to be real with you.
That's a Waiting reference.
Yeah, true. Waiting back in the day. You know, if whoever it is who plays Link needs to do what Nicolas Cage did for Willy's Wonderland and not say a damn word and just kick ass.
I haven't watched that yet. Is that any good?
It's hilarious.
I don't know why the Super Mario Bros. Worked, because Mario has always been a silent antagonist, except for like his noises. But Super Mario Bros. Worked.
It's me, so Mario.
Maybe they could do something like that. I don't know. Anyway, that's the end of the news. We can move on. So
I did make a topic for this episode, so let's get to the topic.
Hell yeah, let's see those viewer submissions.
So for the fan episode topic, what do you guys think is going to win Game of the Year? And also, what is your personal Game of the Year?
My personal Game of the
Armored
Year?
Armored Core 6.
Yeah.
Let's start with Alex Kelly. So what do you think is going to win, and what's your personal choice?
Well, my favorite game I've played this year has got to be Vampire Survivors. But
what?
Hell yeah. Vampire Survivors is badass.
It is. I agree. But it came out like 2 years ago.
Yeah, but I just played it this year. So.
No, that's fine. You can pick a game that didn't come out this year. Yeah, exactly. For your personal.
But yeah, overall, I don't think it's going to win. I want it to, but I doubt it will. Armored Core 6. I think it's probably going to be probably something else. I don't know. But
Baldur's Gate. I would say Baldur's Gate 3 is probably going to win.
I'm just here for like the mech revolution here. We're getting back to the mechs, okay?
I want a Mech Assault 3.
I just want more Gundam. Hell yeah.
I would love... Okay, can I go now?
Yes. Go ahead, catch up.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
I agree with Alex Kelly completely. I'm going to echo him. I want Armored Core 6 to win this year. It was awesome. It got me back into like mech games. So that's another thing. Last week, I started playing a bunch of mech games. So I was playing Mech Warrior, Titanfall 2. I played through Armored Core 6 for the second time. Like I just loved the mech games this year. And Armored Core 6 was so much fun. It was... It's what I want to win. My personal game of the year, it's probably going to be Sea of Stars. I've had so much fun playing Sea of Stars. I love that art style. I love the gameplay.
The art style is sick. You know, the composer from Chrono Trigger helped make some of the music?
Yeah.
Yasunori Mitsuda, right?
Yeah. It announces him at the beginning of the game that, like, this guy's a guest producer of music. And it's really cool. And the music is top notch.
So he's seen the game and heard some of the music. And, He volunteered. They didn't ask him. He volunteered to do
that. Hell yeah.
Yeah. I recommend everyone go try Sea of Stars, even if you just try it for an hour. It's like, it's not like a super graphic or super hard game to play. It's just a good experience. And yeah,
I guarantee you won't see one titty in that whole game.
Yeah, you will not. It's rated E. It's actually rated E. It's not even rated T. Perfect. It's rated E. Anyway, yeah, that's fine. Go ahead.
All right, Mitchell, what about you?
It might just be because it's fresh in my mind. I want it to go to Spider-Man 2. It just did that well. I think it's going to go to Baldur's Gate 3. I haven't played a lot of it yet, but it's just... Everyone's still talking about it, and it's been 2 or 3 months since it initially fully released.
Yeah. No, it's been 2 months since it released on PS5. It's been out for a while. I think like June.
Valid.
Because I got it on September 8th on my PS5.
Yeah.
So you're saying Spider-Man is what you want to win, but you think Baldur's Gate's going to win?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that might just be because it's fresh in my mind and I'm still dealing with... I can't even tell you because spoilers, obviously. I want you to enjoy the game yourself. The story in Spider-Man just... And as well as the gameplay, just felt like it is going to earn something along that nature. Or at least be a nomination. But then again, we've also had a year where we've had gangbusters come out. It's we've had hits and misses all year long.
There are so many good games that came out this year, I can't even remember all the games that came out that were good.
I was honestly taking the time while you guys were talking, trying to remember everything that came out in hopes that I could think of anything. Because, I mean, between Baldur's Gate, Armored Core, Spider-Man... I wanted Starfield to be better than it was for those of you who played it, but...
God, imagine if they... Okay, hold on. I do want to take a break. Imagine if they come out on the Game Awards and Starfield's on the list and then wins. That would be fucking ridiculous. And I could definitely see it happening.
I don't think it would win Game of the Year, but maybe Best RPG or something.
I could definitely see it winning for some bullshit reason. Because they don't want to...
Let me throw you guys against the wall right now.
Uh-oh.
Whoa. That's kind of hot.
Whoa now.
I'm into it.
I guess it's not nothing crazy, but what I want to win is Resident Evil 4 Remake. That's what I want to win.
Okay.
Did that come out this year?
Yeah, it came out in April. March or April.
Yeah, it's been such a long year for me.
My personal game of the year is Theater Rhythm Final Bar Line. The Rhythm Final Fantasy game.
Oh my god.
What the hell?
I have like 70 hours in that game. I own all the DLC. It's fucking awesome. Anytime I'm bored, I can just pop that bitch in. And it's just relaxing hearing the fucking Final Fantasy music.
You confuse me sometimes, Double Terry.
I kinda...
What the hell, dude?
I think What?
Hey, it got like an 89 on OpenCritic.
Can Resident Evil 4 win the game awards? Like, if it's on there, can it win?
So,
because it came out this year.
That's what I'm getting at with my last thing. Even though I want that to win, what I think is going to win is Zelda.
Oh, Tears of the Kingdom.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that came out this year.
Oh, my God.
Tears of the Kingdom. Yeah, that's a good point.
I think it's really between that and Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah.
People suck Zelda's schlong, though. If a Zelda game comes out, people dick ride it. This kind of goes hand in hand with what we almost made the other topic. I do not like 3D Zelda games. I do not like 3D Mario games. Everybody dick rides at, like, Breath of the Wild. I played it for like 4 hours and I'm like, I got so fucking tired of my weapons breaking and I don't know. I don't understand where the fucking praise comes from, but I do think it's going to win Game of the Year because people dick ride Zelda.
I cannot stand Breath of the Wild or Tears of the Kingdom. I didn't play them for longer than like maybe an hour. And I'm like, I don't know why I bought this. And I actually brought Tears of the Kingdom back. I got a refund on it. I did not.
You returned it and everything.
I'm fucking going to be the enemy of the people after some of the shit I've said on this episode.
How did you return an open game?
You could return anything.
Yeah.
No. You can't return open games. They only let you exchange it for the same game.
To Target, you can. With a receipt.
At GameStop, Best Buy, Walmart, Meijer. Let's see what else.
I returned Cyberpunk.
I returned it, and you don't tell them it doesn't work. You just tell them it doesn't work, and they give you a refund.
I just said I don't like it.
I didn't try that.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, this game doesn't work, and they gave me a refund. I got my $60 back.
This game's shit. Give me my money back. No refunds.
No, I didn't say that because then they won't give you your money back.
No, I'm just saying that's the different the approach people normally go to. Now we've learned a lesson. Just tell them it doesn't work. They won't question it.
They don't.
I don't think Walmart they care that much. Care. Yeah.
They'll just throw it away and buy a new one.
You guys want to hear a scummy thing I did when I was like a poor teenager?
Uh-oh.
Wait, was I? What year did the Xbox One come out?
Like 2014?
2013?
Yeah, something like that. 13 maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, so I was 24. Making like minimum wage, right? I got my Xbox One pre-ordered, and the day of, I didn't have any games, so I went and bought that like Roman game. It's called Rise, RYSE.
Okay. Oh yeah, I remember that. That was a launch title.
So I bought it.
It's trash.
Right? I cut along the side like with a very sharp blade, popped it open, took the disc out, put a blank CD back in. And then put a very thin piece of just as clear tape over the side, and I returned that.
What the fuck?
You're a monster.
I didn't even know that was a thing. Holy shit, bro. Probably shouldn't say that.
They took it back as a new game. I was poor, bro. I was on a ramen only diet back then. Like,
I need the $60 to eat.
But Detroit become a scumbag.
No, it was 60.
That is really scummy, but that's a life hack if I've ever heard one.
I would never in my life try that again. But
oh my God.
As a 24-year-old still living with my parents with nothing to lose, I was like, fuck it.
That's goddamn.
Jeez.
That's right, aggressively bad.
Before we get out of here, you guys got anything else?
Probably plug all the shit, right?
Yeah, we should definitely plug all their shenanigans before we res them.
Sweet.
Listen to the Metal Gamers podcast. So give them their money they need all the money they can get in their Patreon to pay for the funeral costs of all these dead bodies around me. Follow my band, Dead Wrong. It's Dead Wrong MI and everything. Follow my YouTube channel, Preferred Dimension. What do you guys got?
Nothing.
I'm streaming again eventually. Hell yeah.
Follow Alex Kelly's OnlyFans. It's only $7.
It goes a long way.
Follow Mitchell's reverse OnlyFans. He's going to start sending pictures of his balls and butthole to all you guys until you pay him to stop. What do you got, Ketchup?
Nothing.
Don't forget to listen to and subscribe to the Guild of Inspiration.
Aren't you in the military?
I am.
Happy Veterans Day to you.
Oh, thank you. I forgot about that.
Listen to metal and play some fucking video games.
You fucking pussy! Shoot it and push me! Fucking hate can make me tell you the rookies! Get up! Keep talking that shit! Grab a foot and hit you like a fucking brick! I say you hate it here! We can take it there! I'm nothing but you coward! That's a fucking fact! We can split it up right now! I know with my fucking man! You fucking coward! You fucking coward! You fucking coward! Who do you think you are? Being a rebel only gets you so far. You never give, you just take. That's a trait of a fucking...